Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, everybody. This is the Thursday edition of Friday's show.
Right. We're making it Friday today.
Yeah.
Show-wise.
My youngest son is returning home from 4 months of 12. He's worked 6 days a week, 12 hours a day out in San Diego for a contractor as a Navy welder. And he is coming home, and we will be at the airport at the same time that the show would have played.
And there's always just an airport.
Oh, God, yeah.
So you don't know what real times things will happen.
So we're going to do the Rebel cards tonight.
Rebel.
We'll be as crazy as we are on Fridays.
No, that's relative, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, here we go. I want to welcome all of our blog talkers. Love having you. We see new countries popping up on the map all the time. So, thank you. We enjoy your attendance, your listening. And we got our Facebookers. Love how you guys show up for us. They're on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, and anybody's welcome to join them. The only requirement is, I guess, you have to be a member of Facebook, but the show page is open to the public. So thanks to all of you who join us there. Also, big reminder, especially for those who are brand new to the show, I only use ordinary playing cards for readings. This is the method that my grandmother taught me that you heard about in the intro. And the only other tools we use would be the dynamic tools of choice and change, which we'll be demonstrating as we do the show. Also, just so you're aware, I am using a full 24-card layout here, not just randomly grabbing a few cards to read. I would really like to, well, show those on Facebook mainly what you can expect in a private session with me, or those that want to learn how to do this method from me will be able to see, you know, have it demonstrated. And also, it's a good way for me to catch the landscape of your life, to see what are your ups and downs right now. And many of your own character traits will come through. So I just want to mention that before I turn it over to our very own, the magnificent Jimbo.
That doesn't sound magnificent and Jimbo.
Why, Dumbo was pretty famous
as
an elephant.
That's the term she uses. Nobody else on this earth calls me Jimbo, just to let you know. So, anyway, I want to remind everybody this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. That's our legal disclaimer we open with. You got to have legal disclaimers nowadays to even just breathe. So,
with your phone.
That is my work phone.
Oh, where's your real phone?
It's right here. Why?
I wondered if you could give me one more degree on air.
I hate everything on this earth.
I don't know why he says that. I don't know why.
Because I can't believe one degree is earth-shattering, stopping. Holy mother of God, we just prevented a meltdown.
I wish thermostats came in halves. Like, you may not want to be completely at 73, but you may want to be at like 73.5. But you have to go to 74.
Like it's a freaking FM 99 FM station. 73.5, well, easy listening.
Well, they did it for radio. Why can't they do it for thermostats? Same. So, anyway.
Anyway, since anything else you want to talk about so I can roll with my intro? So.
No, you get rolling right now, mister.
Yeah, well, you jumped in. And
right now.
She jumped in for the all-critical one-degree temperature change.
Because you made it.
Newsflash, we have to do a one-degree temperature change. Debris is about to melt down.
1 degree.
All right, we did it. All right, that 1 degree is happening now.
Earth is insane.
Oh, we're in for a night.
I am the savior. I lowered the thermostat. Yonder thermostat, 1 degree Fahrenheit. All right. If you're international, let us know. We'll give you a shout out because we have Laura and Jeanette, both from Canada.
Canada, we love you folks.
And Cho's here. Cho's from the UK.
Cho, glad to have you.
So we got multiple continents here. Yes. All right. Okay. Let's talk about Showtime stuff. That number to call in is 515-602-9676. We got a few folks on hold. They're listening to the show, and that's my point. When you call in, they will say, hey, you get to listen to the show while you wait. So if you hear the show, and I tested.
You're good.
It's good. Everything's good. I see we got your numbers. We got a list. You're on track to get a reading. All you got to do is wait. You get disconnected, you call back. It's no big deal. Cell phones.
Yeah.
We all live in this cell phone world, and they just like to drop. You know, like, ha, 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 I drop you. You know, like it's a game. So call back in if you can. Well, anyway, when we go live, there are some things we would really like you to do, and they're kind of important, and we'll tell you why at the end of the spiel. If you legally and safely can, please, when you go live, no speakerphone, no Bluetooth. All that background noise you had because you were waiting, you know, watching TV or whatever to kill time, shut it all down. Pretend you're in a library. Same with doing stuff, multitasking, dishes, loading dishwasher. Maybe you got home from work and you're doing three different things. We need you to chill. But if you're in your home, that's the perfect place. Find the place where you know it's quiet, comfortable, no distractions or sounds, and good cell phone reception. Those are all the perfect things. And we're asking things not because we're jackwads and fussy. It's because by the time you're voice goes through all the cell phone towers and Blog Talk Radio, our computer, and the speakers. It's not as so good. So we need it to be the best quality on your end so we can actually hear you. Because sometimes, you know, you can't hear. It sounds like a foreign language sometimes.
Yeah, really, it does.
It does. Like, oh, blah, blah, like it's somebody speaking Klingon or some other fake language. All right, let's see here. For those that cannot call in and they exist. Typically international, we understand. Nobody's calling in on that. But sometimes our domestic folks just don't have a phone handy, but they got a computer so they can do what we're going to offer next. We're going to offer, occasionally, we'll let everybody know, we're going to do a Facebook Messenger. You can do auto video with us. That has to be to Deborah Lee, not the Second Love Doctor Show. That's what you're watching on the Second Love Show, but you have to actually do your comms with Deborah Lee and you have to be friends with her, of course. That's otherwise, you can messenger anybody you want on Earth, if you know, which would be cool. But you can only do that messenger thing when we open the floor to it. So any other time, there's no hold system, so we have to just hang up on you if you call. We're not 100% ready. So stand by. We shall open that window, but we got callers that have been holding for a while, so we get them first.
Yes.
And let's see here. Who do we get? Who do we get? Oh, we're going to go to... Start out with 254.
Oh, Susan's on the phone. Gabby's on the phone.
254.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. Hey, it's Gabby.
Hello, Gabby.
Welcome. You're caller number one.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, even though I won't see my family this Christmas, sadly. I hate to say this. I know that some sectors are right, some sectors are wrong. I understand that, and I'm going to disrespect you, Deborah. But for some reason, I kind of was hoping for it. I was trying to do a law of attraction, but nothing worked.
I know, hon.
Yeah, but, you know, if you don't try to hope, then it never will.
At least you gave it a shot.
You got to try.
You know, and you're not disrespecting me. Things change. People change. You know, nothing is ever really written in stone. But I feel your pain. I hear it in your voice.
It's not a happy camber.
I know. Did you get your phone back? Well, did you get it back?
No, I think I may get it back next month because I feel like there's some people in my house that have kind of been doing some bad things.
And you're not one of them, are you?
Well, yeah, I kind of try to buy a phone.
Yeah. Well, honey, I know, listen, it's rough all over before we even get started on your card. I heard today when I was at a medical appointment, there are people that are enraged, just yelling at others in stores, and, you know, it's just not a good time for Christmas. and which should be all warm and fuzzy, you know. So tell me, what can I do with your reading? What would you like me to do for you?
Well, I'm kind of in a stalemate with my career because I don't know if I'm doing the right thing by moving out of Texas. Should I just stay in Texas with my brothers, my family? I'm just kind of stuck. I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, let's give it a look. We'll see what we've got.
Sure.
Now,
I have
here.
A question. If you were to move, where would your relocation be? Where would you choose to live if it wasn't Texas?
Probably Georgia, because that's where the Tyler Perry Studios is, and that's where I have family.
Yeah, especially Atlanta is really a big buzz in the last, like, 10 years.
Well, and Tyler
Business,
Perry.
Business, music,
yep.
Movie,
they're
everything.
All, and also here. They are planning future movies to be made here because it's a heck of a lot cheaper than doing them out in California, New York, et cetera.
Yeah, so they've been, like, the last 10 years or so, they have been ramping up their game.
And Tyler Perry's leading the parade.
Well, yeah, and he's leading it from that part, but I mean, even business-wise, they've been attracting, they took Norfolk Southern away. They offered them such a great deal to move their headquarters.
Really?
Yeah, they moved their headquarters down there. You know, you give them good deals, taxes, and all this other stuff. And plus, there's a lot of benefits to that area. They got a lot more to offer in that Atlanta area than we do, as far as living and entertainment and just things to do. It's a big city. All right, what do you got, Deb?
Well, I know that it's going to sound very cliched, but things are definitely going to get better. I really feel it for you. I see it. I'm seeing that definitely into the early spring. March is jumping right out like a neon sign. Things are definitely going to improve for you. And if I were you, are you able to send snail mail letters? Do you have access to postage?
Yeah, we have a mailbox. We get mail, so yeah, so we get that. I never get a lot of mail.
No. Well, I was wondering if you have access to any kind of, like, do you have a library where there's resources there?
Yes, we do.
Okay, well, think imaginatively. Remember, in each of those books and things, there's going to be addresses of their offices. It never hurts to spend time sending out inquiries.
No. There's the only thing that you've lost is your time.
That's right.
That's
all you've lost, Gabby, is your time.
And we all have that.
And maybe you need to fill it up.
Well, and doing something proactive makes you feel better instead of doing nothing and worrying.
Exactly. But I want you to know it's going to get better. So try your best to hang in there.
Okay.
Jim's going to give you a...
Well, first of all, we got to talk about this.
All right.
I didn't say that. Everybody out there, and Gabby, tonight is our wannabe Friday show, so Fridays have always been the Rebel card reading. Rebel cards are not sugar and spice, no angels with wings. When you hear the Rebel yell, it's like when we do angel card readings, that means your reading with Deborah has concluded. It doesn't mean like, oh, I got to get a couple last minute shots in there. No.
Yeah.
When you hear that sound, you got to go, all right? Let's see here. Anyway, I was busy giving Joe some advice on how to do it. You should check friend with us and let me know.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, all right. I had one, and then I lost it while I was talking because I'm a dork. All right, here we go. The subject is some good stuff is about to happen. And when you hear me say stuff and shizzle and... They're actual dropping the real swear words, but we don't know if everybody's going to be offended. So I try to minimize my swearing. I don't eliminate it, except on Mondays. All right, so it says some good stuff is about to happen. Don't let your issues screw it up. So yeah, it's easier said than done. If you want to move forward with a potential new career, don't let your current issues with family, friends, living conditions screw it up. You got to probably keep it upgraded. That's the offspring. You got to keep it upgraded. Great tune.
Okay.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
You gotta separate it. All right. Anyway.
I keep writing, Abby.
Okay.
Oh my God. You know I called you Abby, not Gab. So I'm sorry. You're Gabby.
That's okay. Yeah, that's
so
okay.
At least it rhymes.
Keep writing. Later on, you can go through it, see what you've got. You know, a lot of great writers had no background. They just sat down and did it.
Oh, I mean, a ton of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was their background. Their brain was their background.
You know, the wife of, what was his name that wrote the James Bond stuff? I don't remember his name.
Fleming?
Yeah. His wife hated him being underfoot when she was trying to clean and, you know, cook. So she said to him, go in your den and write a book or something. And he wrote James Bond in there. So,
shaken, not stirred.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, thank you so much. I'm glad you called. We know it's a little difficult. You're more than the average person, but I'm glad you took the time and held.
Thank you, hon.
And keep calling back.
Thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas. Tell your son I hope he gets home all right.
Yep, we will. Thank
yes,
you so
thank
much.
Thank you, darling.
All right, bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, did you get a friend request?
That's him right there.
Okay. Now, I will speak once again. Now, here's the deal.
Joe, you're good looking.
All right, well, sure, Deb. Throw gas on the fire.
It's not gas.
I've never heard you once say anything to somebody like, you're average looking.
Why would I ever do that?
I don't, because when you tell everybody the good looking, it doesn't seem honest anymore, is all I'm saying.
Really? Do I seem that shallow?
No, I'm just saying. I'm just throwing that out there. You don't? Did you hear me say that to these chicks in here?
Maybe you're just
say,
jealous.
Say, baby, you're smoking. Woo-hoo.
And maybe he's jealous.
I'm not jealous. I'm just throwing out there. Like when people say, I love you so much all the time, it's like the word starts losing meaning when everybody you meet you love.
Maybe they do. I don't know.
You ain't no damn Jesus. All right. I wanted to get back on the subject, and it was, this is for Cho and also for everybody else. When the messenger thing with Deborah Lee, that's for during the show. And that will be when we open the window, the floor, the door, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
It'll be an audio or video, your choice. But when that show's over, we don't want no messages. No. That's not how it works. If you want to send messages after the show and maybe have questions or something, that would be to the
Psychic
Love Doctor
right.
show. Right. So I just got to clarify, rectify, magnify. All right, let's go to next caller. It shall be. Where are we going? Well, I always say it like I say it, Deb. We're going to 775, which is Nevada.
Which is California.
But, you know, we're going to get in Nevada sometime with that area.
Hi there.
Hi, Deborah.
It's windy.
Welcome.
It's windy.
And guess what?
What's up?
Oh, my God. I had what I was told would be my strategy meeting today, and I thought, good, it'll be Eddie and maybe the other guy conferenced in. Well, it wasn't Eddie. It was the other man. Very nice looking, very polite. I like him, but he was the one. And that's not what I bargained for. I wanted Eddie to do all this. But anyway, bottom line, they want me to do party in-home assessment. I agree. I think that's a wonderful idea because it'll support me royally.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it costs $1,000.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So, I don't want to do this without a few more questions answered. I cannot call this insurance company, and I have a very specific question. And this young attorney agreed that he would research it. I looked at my policy. I don't see the answer. So I told him in an email, the answer is not there. We need to make this company give the answer in print so they cannot finagle out of this afterwards. The question is basically, I'm contractually obligated to pay the first four visits, 30-day elimination period. I understand that. But then... if I'm not approved at that point, then would I be able to keep my status of having fulfilled that 30 days by doing one visit a month? I think I can, and I need them to clarify that and get it in print, black and white. He had already set an appointment, and I've got COVID, and I said, let's not do that now. I'm still recovering. And then I told him, I'm not, between you and me, I'm not going to be a meek lamb and just do whatever they say. I need to have my eyes open. And so I said, I need these questions answered.
Yeah.
And I told him not to schedule another appointment until we talk. And I don't think he was too happy about that. Well, I'm sorry, well, that we just put that on my Discover card. It's just $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, $1,000. I got that laying around in my
Wendy,
shoe.
Wendy, what question would you like me to take a look at?
Well, you know what? I'm going to be polite to them, but yeah. I think the conversation might go towards, you know what? If your office were to send me a letter of release, then who would be paying that $1,000? Would it be me? So it's kind of hinting that I really want out anyway. But will I keep this attorney or will I go to a new office?
There's a good okay. There's a,
all right.
A very definitive question. A good question.
Was I smart in doing it this way?
I mean, as far as how you handled the last conversation
well,
you had with them?
Well, it means like they want me to schedule this in-home assessment ASAP. Well, let's get a few more questions answered first because that's $1,000.
I think that is very smart. I think it's anybody that would just blindly, you know, some people, you got to remember these attorneys sometimes lose reality on how we don't have $1,000 laying around in every single drawer in our house. You know, they lose fact of that because they have it.
Well, here's, and maybe I'm being ridiculous. Why isn't the insurance, this isn't the insurance company requesting this, or is it? I'm confused.
No, this is something that we want to do. It'll support me. And I believe that it's a good idea, but it's $1,000. So if I stick with these attorneys, that's great. If I go to a new attorney, I don't want to start all over.
No, it's a great idea. The attorney is doing his best work for you. And right here, sure to come true. Y'all know I love that designation in the deck. You can't miss this. Yes, you need to go do this. And what is involved in a home visit or a inspection?
It's a third-party review, I think, of everything. In a, right?
Yeah.
Third-party review?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a third-party assessment.
Yeah.
And what are they looking at to see if you really need this?
They're going to see whether or not I really need my help, whether or not my average daily living things are really true, bottom line.
Boy, I'd become an Academy Award, actor.
Well, and also
sharing that.
I think if you did switch legal firms, I know the good ones are also going to want the same thing.
Yeah, they need something to stand on, is what they're saying.
Right. If they go to court or if they go to force them to settle, they need a lot of ammunition.
And I think it's right here. It says yes.
And that, you know, it's $1,000 out of your pocket. That sucks. I would hate to have to cop $1,000. But if it's good in the long run. You know, if it comes back in, what do you call it, tenfold or whatever, it might be worth it, right?
Well, I say it is.
I mean, if they suggested it, it has to be worth it, but it was okay.
Well, yes, I agree to all that. But bottom line, I wanted a question answered before I do anything else, and I cannot call the company. They don't want me to, of course.
Right.
So I told him in an email, we need a black and white answer on this question before we proceed. And that's
and that,
just the way it is.
Well, it's your $1,000. You have that right. Yeah, if it was their $1,000, well, you know, then they can kind of roll what they want. But that's your grand. If you got a question, they need to answer it. Right?
And I feel going to definitely benefit you. But, you know, just remember it's going to be subjective and objective, the person coming in there.
Sure. I mean,
you need to
and I assure you there'll be no acting involved. My disabilities are very evident, and I've worked in the hip environment, so I know to be 1,000% truthful for every little thing.
So then you, so I think she, when you see that that's going to be a good thing to have the third party.
Yeah, definitely.
I personally believe that if she's got, if you got a question and you, they work for you technically, these lawyers, they have to answer your question.
Yeah, they better get your
name. Before
answer.
You drop a grand, they need to answer your question. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, Wendy, I agree.
You have every right to do so.
Well,
it's your damn money.
I'm not going to budge until this question is answered. And
right.
So it's regarding my policy, and I am pushed out of shape because I tried to be so darn careful about, well, is it, are you going to be handling this directly? And he said, oh, yeah. And then he's a smooth talker, the guy. So I really wouldn't be annoyed if they were going to send me a letter of release, because I'd really like just to go elsewhere. But I need them to suggest that, not me, because they might charge me for other stuff that they've done since the 3 days have passed. So you see what I'm saying?
Well, I do. But remember, this other lawyer answers to Eddie.
Right. He works for the big guy.
And so Eddie isn't hands-on with this, but he's overseeing it.
Yeah, they can't. They can't do every single thing themselves. They have to have some other people do a lot of the legwork.
And that's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah, if you watch these legal shows, Law and Order and stuff, they're always answering to somebody.
Yeah, they're always answering to somebody. Yep, they have to. And he has probably so much stuff on his plate, he has to delegate a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's all going to come back to him for review.
But if you don't like this guy, there's got to be somebody else at the firm that you would like. So,
or you could maybe...
Well, I mean, I like him. He's very polite, very nice looking, very courteous, sounds like he's very smart. But it's just not the deal that I thought I was getting into. But at this point, it cannot be me to say I want to move on. It has to be them. Otherwise, they're going to charge me for a whole bunch of stuff if I don't proceed.
There's people on Facebook say, hey.
What are they saying?
Always push back if anything's not clear in writing, or if you have any questions, they're working for you. They're going to make money off of your case. That's what they're doing. So you have every right to ask every question, even if you think it's not important or it is important. It doesn't matter. They need to answer it.
Even if they anticipated I would be a meek lamb and just do whatever they say.
Right.
They're getting to know me. I'll be very sweet and nice, but I want to be smart.
Well, yeah. You have to be smart, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, and a lot of times when you do stuff with these people, they get a little rapport with you, and they're like, all right, she's not a freaking zombie. She's not going to do everything we say blindly, so we have to be prepared when we ask her to do something. Maybe in the future, they'll tell you ahead of time, here's the deal. And then if you have questions, they're like, oh, we'll get back to you with answers.
Well, and even this other attorney may have a staff researcher that's going to be doing the research on this question.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of delegation, because that's just the way it has to be.
Yeah.
But, these firms handle it.
And that's fine, but send me the results in black and white so they're accountable in case something happens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. You have every right, and you are not, are not in the wrong for asking for that before you drop a grand. All right. These are rubble card readings. Remember, no rainbows and unicorns here. It says, don't effing force it. Allow that stuff to come to you.
So ask
the questions, but I don't think you need to pull the ripcord right now and switch attorneys right now because they were a little funny. Allow them to come back and answer your questions, and I wouldn't necessarily try to jump ship yet.
No. Right.
Okay.
See what happens. Yeah, see how this develops.
Because remember, you got to remember, even though you're not talking to the head guy is running the show.
Yeah, he is.
Just remember, sometimes you forget that, and we forget it too when you talk to somebody.
Oh, yeah, you made me feel better. God bless you.
He's a senior partner, Wendy.
Yeah.
And the other guy's a junior, no doubt.
And he's probably learning.
Yeah.
Maybe he hasn't dealt with anybody that actually has a brain like you. A lot of people are probably so desperate, they just blindly do what they tell them.
Yeah, and here you are so sharp.
And they're like, oh, wait a damn minute. I have $1,000. I got some questions here. And they're like, ooh, maybe that guy doesn't understand that. But he'll learn. And you have that right.
Yeah.
So
and I dare they're learning about me. I'm not going to just be a little lamb and take responsibility for $1,000. I need questions answered first.
Exactly.
And they will do that for you.
Exactly.
I bet they will.
Oh, they will. They have to because they want your case.
Well, and they don't need you dissatisfied.
Yeah, they want you to
filing
be...
a complaint with the bar
and
association.
I'm pretty sure they know that third party.
Yeah, I want everything to be amicable. I wouldn't want to do that. I would just. It's not what I imagined regarding the agreement, but I still want to play nice. And,
sure.
But they're going to learn that I'm going to think things out, and I'm not going to just automatically sign my name on the dotted line.
And nobody should. That's a good point to other people out there. You don't have to, just because they are lawyers with suits and ties and degrees on the wall, you're not forced to sign anything without feeling comfortable and having your questions answered.
Exactly.
That goes to everybody out there.
And it'll be obvious to the third party person that I'm very disabled and in chronic pain. So it'll be 100% truthful. That's been my guidelines for my life. I've worked in the hip environment for 23 years, and that's the only reason why I survived is 100% honesty.
Well, blessings to you.
Well,
Wendy.
And that makes you a lot smarter than the average person going through this, too.
Yeah.
You know, so because you have some background.
Here, hon.
And let us know how this fans out. You know where to find us.
All
this.
Right.
Take care.
I will. And hopefully next fall I'll have some good news.
Yeah.
You'll have some good news, and hopefully you're on the mend.
I hope you're getting better. Yes.
Oh, well, I take my last dose of Paxlovid tonight. Thank God, it's horrible. And I hope I'm doing well tomorrow and the next day. I hope to God it never comes back ever, meaning COVID. But hopefully I'll be happier and there are brighter days ahead real soon.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely.
Take care. And we care.
Well,
what
was my card?
Yes, it was.
It was.
Let it come to you.
It was basically, it was about rebel card. It's not, remember, it's a rebel card, not the nice angel card. So they're not as sweet. But it was, don't force stuff. Let it come to you. So I think you're doing the right thing. You're not switching legal teams right away. You're having your question answered, and you're going to let it come and see what happens. I think that's what that was saying.
Yeah. And
okay.
Yeah, you don't want to start jumping.
Pretty concise.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck to you, and we definitely hope you heal, and you hope this works out good, and we look forward to hearing more updates.
Yeah. Take care, Wendy.
God bless you both. Thank you.
That's you too.
That is Wendy with the Nevada area code in California.
Yes.
But I have to say that because you know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to call from that area code that's actually in Nevada. Yeah. It happened with the 203.
Yeah.
Yep.
It certainly did.
Certainly. All right. I think right now I'm going to do it. All right. I'm opening the floor to the folks we have. Oh, Mike from the UK showed up too.
My hero.
Yes. There goes my hero. There's Foo Fighters. Anyway, go ahead. We'll keep that little messenger portal door open for a wee bit.
Yes, and we've got the camera off, so it'll be an audio call.
Oh, so you might as well just do audio on your end. Yeah. I guess we should say that in the future, so you don't waste your time trying to
do an
audio call.
It's a better signal, or whatever you call it.
Yeah, there's less data transfer, especially if you're going continent to continent. It can make it go smoother.
Yeah.
Yes, so we'll keep that floor. I typed it, so it's quicker. We'll keep that floor open for a wee bit, and then we'll close it, but we can open it again. Mm-hmm. There's time. This is our Friday show, technically.
Yes.
So we are apt to extend it a bit.
My baby's coming tomorrow. Yes, from San Diego, where he's been working 12-hour shifts, 6 days a week. And it's his birthday. You'll never
get... Well, yesterday was, but it's going to be celebrated.
All of my sons, whenever it's their birthday, I've said to them, what is your favorite meal? That's what you're getting, everybody will get for your birthday. You will not believe what he chose out of everything. Tater tot casserole. And he said, make sure, Mom, you make enough because I'm going
to
eat a lot of it.
You have to admit.
Every
everything
what?
In there. What is it? It's got tater tots. It's got meat. It's got what else? Cheese and some creamy stuff
in
there. Oh, it's not cheese?
No, it's cheese.
It's the creamy stuff?
It's got cream of, like, mushroom and I think it's celery soup.
It's like, how can that be bad?
It's a man's. It's,
you would have to hate all those ingredients individually to not like them together.
He could have had steak, you know, prime rib, you name it. And he wanted tater tots.
Well,
he misses his mom's cooking. Uh-oh. All right.
Jeanette from Canada. All right.
Hello. Do we hear you?
We do.
Oh, yay. Yay.
How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Good.
I love your tree. It looks very nice.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Maybe
well, I just wanted to touch base after what we discussed yesterday.
Okay.
You said that Dave had some health issues he was worried about. He had a doctor's appointment yesterday, and I only saw him for a couple minutes because he asked me to do something for him. And so he didn't go see anything, and I thought, oh, all must have gone. Well, not so much, apparently. So he is on everything.
And see, that is how we change what's in the cards,
by
being aware and making conscious moves. So going to the doctor, that's... And isn't it your real birthday today?
Yes, it is.
Well, happy birthday.
That's right, because we had the day before birthday yesterday. Yeah.
63 today.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, I think the 60s are the best.
You got your audio on.
And I put the camera on, too, since she came through.
Oh, but I mean, just you were like Gestapo about not having it's a perfect feed.
Yeah, look at that.
Knock on wood so I don't jinx it, but the feed is perfect.
It's
perfect.
Crystal clear.
Perfect.
So it's your birthday, but the 60s are the best, though.
They're pretty good, I have to say.
In January, I'll be 66.
Wait a minute. Are they really the best?
Well, the 50s hit you in the face like a rock. I thought, oh, my God, I'm old now.
Everything starts to fall apart in the 50s.
It does. It really is. And you can be obnoxious and people will say, oh,
and get away with it.
Yes, she's older, you know. All right, so we're looking again at your birthday, or what did you want to hear about?
Yeah, I just wanted to update you on that little bit. So he's got other appointments coming up. They're going to dig deeper and hopefully move things along faster.
I hope so. Yes.
Yeah.
That's great. I think that's
really... Fingers crossed that everything turns out well.
I didn't see it being a big issue, but if they let them go, as men so often do, they let them go and then they become big issues and more recovery time and, you know, other treatment. And so best to get it nipped in the bud.
Quickly.
Yeah. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful birthday.
Well, it's crappy weather today, so we just had a lazy day indoors.
Yeah, our weather's really bad.
Special.
Yeah, is it snowing or is it just rain?
No, it was freezing rain this morning, so the roads were all really bad, a lot of accidents, and then it's just been raining all day, cold and miserable. So.
You sure you don't want to ask a question?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
The birthday reading.
All right, well, we did. I thought you had a pretty good one. So We'll leave it lay right there.
That was like a good plan. Okay, we'll talk to you another night. You guys have a good one.
Oh, you too.
Oh.
Take care.
Well, thank you for showing up.
Yeah, we love that. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
All right, where's my... Oh, how do I do this? Damn. I can't find where to go bye-bye. Oh, there we go.
Well, if she hangs up, you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It's all good. All right. Dun, 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 dun. We're going to go to area code 520, Arizona. 520, welcome to the show.
Hello there.
You're so wonderful.
Thank you.
You know, what happens is I just came from the house that's my project house, and there's a big old deer in the backyard. A huge antlers, and I was taking photos, but then he was limping. And so.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
hurt.
I know.
Do you have anybody? I mean, we have like animal something around.
Well, try them out there, Tech. Sometimes when you know, limp doesn't mean that it's not an injury they just recovered from naturally. Could have twisted.
But the thing is, he had compared to one leg compared to the other leg didn't look like the other legs. And then he laid down and he just laid down. And so, yeah, we've got really good people here in that way. So I called somebody and told them, and I don't know, you know, someone's going to have to figure it out. If you drive around here sometimes you can hit one when they're jumping, you know, into the highway or across the road. You can hit one. You know, it demolishes your car. Sometimes you get hurt. And so I don't know.
Oh, boy, we're quite familiar with that up in northern Minnesota.
And you learn.
That's right.
Yeah.
When you start learning to drive, they teach you how to deal with having to hit a deer.
If you see one anywhere even near the road, you better start slowing down and get your foot on the brake because they'll just bolt out of the blue without even thinking.
Yeah, and if it's in the road, they say you don't try to stop, just go ahead and hit it.
Well, I mean, your instincts, you're going to hit the brakes instantly.
You've got to be careful, though, because if they get their front, when it moves.
Into the windshield and kill you. Yeah, like she said that sometimes it's not, your car is probably done and hopefully you will survive, but you might not. And I remember back when I was a child or a young teenager, they had these little things that you could put on your bumpers, and when the wind passed through while you're driving, it was supposed to emit some kind of sonic sound.
Mm-hmm.
In the hopes was that, and the state troopers used to wear them, Minnesota
Did
state
it work?
Troopers. I mean, it's like you don't lose, but they're little plastic things they put on the bumpers and hope that would ward off the deer, at least scare them away. But anyway, go ahead.
And how is everything?
It's actually about the house. I mean, tomorrow I've got the big day. It's D-Day for me. I have the movers coming, and I'm just wondering, I know we did it, but we already looked, but I'm also just wanting to check, you know, what you see for tomorrow in the cards as far as the movers coming and, you know, the energy there.
Okay. Did you ever hear back from that other bunch?
You know, no, this is what happened. Yesterday at 4:30, and then she didn't leave a message, and I had already scheduled with these people tomorrow. So, you know, I just thought, I'm not even going to leave them a bad review because you just never know what will happen in the future where I might have to use them. You know, life can present a lot of funny twists and turns where you think, oh, my gosh, I wish I hadn't left that bad review.
Oh, but, it's going to go beautifully for you.
Good.
Absolutely beautifully.
Oh, thank God.
So
I might have to use them for a number of days. You know, I don't know that we'll get it done in one day, but so it looks pretty good then. Thank you.
Yes, definitely. And Jim will have a thingy for you. You know what you call it.
You know, I'm so happy about your son. I just love your son.
Thank you.
And tater tot casserole. I thought you were going to say you wanted hamburger and french fries. But, oh, how sweet. I've seen the recipe. You know, I might make that for my grandson.
Oh, my gosh. Kids love it.
Oh, my God, yeah.
And it has, like, peas and carrots, I think, in it.
Yeah, but.
Frozen one.
But it doesn't bother a kid because all the other stuff is so darn good.
And you cover the whole top with the tater tots so they get nice and crispy.
On top so they don't get too soft.
Yeah.
It's pretty badass. Yeah, I cannot deny that.
So, yep, that's what he wants. All right, Jim's got it for you.
Yeah! No, this is a good one here. Now, this is good for you. You're the best thing to ever happen to you.
Wow. Yeah.
Go easy on yourself.
I love it.
Buy your own drink. Go easy on yourself. You're the best thing. Don't let life bring you down. You're the best thing that's ever happened to you. You're doing a good job. This is buy yourself a damn drink for doing a good job.
Yeah.
That's what it said. Buy yourself a damn drink for doing a good job.
So
how old is your son, Deborah?
Just turned 29.
Oh, he's a baby.
I've mentioned before that all five of my biological sons, I don't know if I have, they were all birth control failures. All of them. So that's what I say. If God's got a plan, you're not going to stop it. That's no way, no how.
It's life in the fast lane.
Yes. And I'll tell you, he's the sweetest when he wants to be. Yeah.
Maybe he'll join you on the show just to say hi to us.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Good idea. I'll at least let him, you know, you get a look at him.
And see that San Diego tan. Well, thank you for sharing your bit of life with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. Makes me feel good. Thank you.
Yes.
And you take care. Please check in. Let us know on Saturday how everything is going.
I will. Thank you very much.
Well, you're so welcome. Take care now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye now. It's going to go perfect for her.
All right. That's good. We got a couple of folks that just rolled in. We are doing phone call rings. We open up the Facebook Messenger audio video occasionally. That number is 515-602-9676. Call in. I'd type it in, too, so they'll get that faster. Go ahead to go. He's in the UK.
He's that's the thing. For them, I think it's going on 1 o'clock over there.
Oh, I believe it is going on 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Indeed. All right. Well, then we shall move on.
Tell him to put in his request early, you know, so we can work it in before he has to go 9-9.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was really ready anyway. So we're going to go to 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show. We don't know who it is.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good. That's wonderful news. And that sounds like, you know, a great dinner, the kind comfort food from mom. So that's perfect.
Absolutely. It's a crazy, but that's always been his favorite.
And it's a hell of a lot cheaper than a ribeye or lobster.
Oh, boy.
And
yes. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, Pat, I'm going to hook up with you tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to be this week done.
Not till the evening.
Well, he doesn't roll in till like when our show would normally start tomorrow. That's why we're not doing a show.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrific. Oh, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Wide open.
I am wide open.
So to speak.
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay, so you let me know what time you want.
Yes, I will text you after the show.
Would you have us tonight? Oh. So ask away.
Yeah. So two quick questions.
Oh.
Does my lower right teeth hurt because I'm grinding my teeth, or is it something worse?
Yeah, remember now, this is going to fall under a medical umbrella.
I know.
So, yeah. So just as long as everybody's aware, I can still give an opinion, but it's not a diagnosis.
Pat knows, but we have quite a few.
May I have your opinion?
Surely.
Yes. And Pat knows, and all the regulars know about this. But we got a lot of new people listening, a lot of new people watching on Facebook. Just to let you know, this is not, you can't come for medical advice as far as you can hold us to it medically, and you can't file lawsuits or legally. And what else do we do? We do contractor stuff. There was some other stuff too, veterinarian stuff. This is intuitive card reading. It is what it is. It's a snapshot. It's not a medical opinion based on facts and tests and all that stuff. So
even though the cards can be pretty darn right.
Oh, there's a reason people ask. We just want to say, hey, if like she says something and it doesn't turn out, you can't bring the wrath of God with lawsuits upon us.
Pat, is this the bottom teeth or the top? Or both.
Bottom. I have a bridge there, and I'm grinding my teeth, and I'm not good at wearing my, you know, mouth guard at night, and I'm hoping that's just the problem.
Well, I have to wear mine religiously, after having had a bunch of dental work done, but a lot of it is that grinding, you know.
Yeah.
Tell her how often you wake up with it not there.
Well, now they're different. He
gave me, it's fitting better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man, yeah. If it can, have you tried the home remedies of, I mean, if it's hurting, have you tried the home remedies with the salt water and all of that? Did you?
No, that's not the problem. I'm just hoping that it's grinding and nothing more.
Well, then I think you better wear your night thingy.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Like, religiously.
Yeah,
for a
like
long
I
time.
Do. Yeah.
I need to do that.
I sure don't want it to develop into a root canal. I hate
right,
those.
Right, because if you wear that now for a week or so and you still have a problem, then you know it is not that.
Then you should get it checked.
It's good to, you know, sometimes you may not find the problem, but if you eliminate other things, it gets you to the problem.
Exactly.
The process of elimination.
Yeah, and I'm not seeing it being a real big issue.
Okay, either way,
well,
so
right.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
It's just discipline on my part. That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, we humans aren't very good at that.
Well, sometimes I put the case right on my pillow.
I mean, every one of them. I am bad at doing the stuff I was supposed to do. We all are. We all are, you know?
Yeah, and this is a new experience for me because all my life I've never had a cavity or had any teeth issues.
Oh, wow.
Nope.
But a dentist did tell me some years ago, he said, you've got Cadillac teeth, but you treat them like Edsel's.
I wonder what it is in our ethnic background.
Why?
Because none of my family has teeth issues. My brother, my sister, my mom, and my dad, none of us go to the dentist for anything.
We have that Yugoslavian.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, none of us. None of us.
No.
Not my brother, sister, mom, dad. We go to the dentist for cleanings.
And the kids are all pretty good, too.
Yeah, so it's weird, isn't it? And then some people have that DNA.
Okay.
Yes. So, all right, well, that's one thing.
I got to ask you a question. You talked about age. What are you turning?
66.
Okay, so you got to start paying attention to your teeth, even if they're great, because I am 70, and just, 2 years ago, the dentist said to me, now it's restoration from now on. I said, oh, shoot.
Because of all the mileage on the teeth after all the years of doing stuff.
That's
that makes sense.
That's right. So I'm giving you some advice.
That's good advice.
Thank you, and you're right.
And when you think about it, that makes a lot of sense.
It really does.
Doesn't matter about cavities at this point. It's about
and if you know the thousands that have been invested because I have a really bad jaw, if you knew
voodoo that you
would be yelling at me saying, you better start taking better care of them. Because we're talking like above $25,000 out of pocket.
For what?
For rest. Yeah, because I have a bad jaw. And what happened because of not wearing the night guard, the roots above in the gum were starting to all break.
But you didn't know you were supposed to. You hadn't really ever
I was supposed to after having the braces for years. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
And I didn't
know that.
Yeah, well, it wasn't pretty and, you know. So, so he told me that within 5 years I would not be able to chew anymore. So I have implants and bridges.
Yeah.
And now they have to redo it all. All of it.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Yeah. I feel for you.
But thank God, this man is such a prince. He told me it's going to be free of charge to redo the whole thing. Yeah, imagine.
Oh, my God.
Well, we've gone around, him and I, a little bit for, you know.
All right, real quick, Pat. It's a rubble card reading, but this is actually not.
They're going to think I've had an affair with the dentist. Could I just finish this with her? I did not go around with him like romantically, but we had shouting matches because during the pandemic, my replacement teeth were out on a boat somewhere. And so I had to wear, you know, one of those temporary appliances. It was horrible. So anyway, I didn't want anybody to think I was having an affair with the man to get free dental work. Of course, sometimes it's kind of an interesting thought with all these. I'm just joking.
Well, if you were,
yeah,
you should have
yeah, I know. It crossed my mind too.
Give them a little, you know, whirl or something, and yeah. Well, you'll wait,
yeah.
Mister. You wait. Your
I'm
time
pretty
is
sure
coming.
that dentist who's making money hand over foot because he doesn't take poverty cases typically,
no.
with all this
yeah.
money, is going to choose you over all the women out there to be had. Right? What is he, 38, 39?
No, he's like 50.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah.
But come on. It's like me saying, well, you know, I saw this model that was modeling underwear. I bet she, if I would have been nice to her, she would have chosen me.
Well, you might have gigoloed yourself for a thing or two here. All right, back to Pat.
Am I allowed
yes.
to give her card now?
I think you should.
I have to ask permission for everything around here.
You're darn right you do.
All right, let me do this again.
Yeah! All right.
Actually, well, I was about to say before I got stomped on.
All right.
The rebel cards are pretty brutal, but this is a nice one, actually. It
oh,
says, you are loved.
I love you.
Oh.
You are here for a reason. Don't screw it up.
In life. Meaning you're here.
Could you
in
say,
life.
Could you say it again? I interrupted you. I didn't hear it.
You didn't hear it? Okay, all right. The rebel card subject is, you are loved, is the subject. Then I flip it over and it has its little message, which of course is rated PG-13. You are here for a reason. Don't F it up.
Oh,
so you're
thank
loved,
you.
You're here for a reason, but you know, because 90% of us humans are our own worst enemy. Life sometimes
yeah.
life does deal us bad hands, but when we're younger, most of it's our fault.
I agree.
When we're younger, at our ages,
totally.
Most of us at our ages right now, Pat, you and I, not so much. When people are younger, and life deals them a crappy hand, it's because they made a whole bunch of bad decisions when you're young.
And they won't listen to us.
No, because they know better.
Who've been there, done that.
Oh, my God, I'm over 18. I know everything.
Oh, they do, don't they? They know everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Deborah, I just want to say your son is in Saturn return, and his life is going to blossom now.
Oh, I am so glad.
I didn't hear that.
That his life is going to blossom now. That
what was the first part of that?
What was the first part of that?
He's in, because he's 29, he's in Saturn return. Saturn comes, this is the first time Saturn is returning since he was born.
Wow.
Are you talking about based on how long it takes for the Saturn to orbit the Earth?
Yes, about every 27, 28, 29 years. So this is his first one, and it sounds like he's been a good boy, so he will reap his reward. Saturn is a taskmaster.
Wow. Well,
I'll take care of that. Don't worry about that, folks.
He has had some rough, real rough patches.
I just took care of that problem.
Really straightened up. But I was on a train with him back in like 2015, and this very large man came up the aisle, a passenger, and he said, "Ma'am, is that your son right there?" And I was kind of nervous, and I said, "Yeah, why? He is." He said, "I just had to come and tell you I see the hand of God on that boy's shoulder."
Good Lord, how wonderful, Deborah.
Oh, it gave me chills.
Or I also wonder, what was that guy smoking where he could see the hand of God?
He was an elder in a Baptist church up in Newport News, and he was knitting a great big, like, afghan. He said he learned how to knit when he was in prison.
Oh, wow.
And what else he learned when he was in prison?
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful.
Yeah. But he
was being very skeptical.
Yeah, well, it was a moment.
It's wonderful.
Go ahead.
I love hearing that. Thanks for sharing it. I know you got to get to other people. So Chance and
sure.
I are sending you kisses.
Oh,
love you guys.
Chance's kisses.
And,
yeah.
And Deb, you guys will get together
yeah,
and figure out a time tomorrow.
Maybe around noonish. Oh, to hear him. Oh, that's
he's
Chance.
Talking.
He's
talking to you. Oh.
He's talking.
Love you guys.
Ooh, let the dogs out.
Woof, yeah, woof, he's woof. Singing that song. Oh, Pat, we love you. Thank you so much for calling.
Love you
thank,
too. Thank,
thank
you
very
you.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wait, I tell you, I feel blessed by all these lovely people.
Well, yeah. I mean,
and that's for real. For real.
Well, and this is nice for us because there's so much, all the news we watch, all it talks about is assholes and criminals and bad politicians. Nobody talks about nice stuff anymore, but we get nice stuff here.
I'm really glad.
Yeah, because this, you know, I mean, especially during the holidays, you know.
Well, I've been on the air 7 years, and almost 5 years ago, I lost my husband, as many of you know, to cancer. And this has been so therapeutic for me to keep, to have this every single week. And I just want to thank all of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay, and I might get a little teary if we keep this up. So, all right, are we going somewhere?
We're going to go somewhere when you're ready. We're going to 773, which is in Illinois in the Chicago area.
Well, hello there.
Welcome.
Hey, it's me again. How are you all? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays,
holidays.
To you.
I've been singing in there. And I think we're doing
good. I will never, ever leave my job to get a singing career, so no. We're good there.
Oh, I heard
that's
that.
Good.
Who left the job?
And how are you doing? Yeah. Oh, you doing
I'm
well?
Doing good. I'm hanging in there. I'm just wondering how my holidays are going to go.
Okay, do you have something already planned?
Yes.
I'm just going to visit the family one day for Christmas, and I'm kind of blowing everything else off. I'm just going to stay home the rest of the time.
A lot of people are keeping it simple this year. A lot of people.
I think it's better. Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, it depends on who, what, where in your family and distance and what kind of conflicts there are. And
sometimes we've
been in and out of COVID, so people get a little, you know, everybody's different on their opinion on that.
And drinkers. If you've got drinkers in your family.
Well, yeah, sometimes drinking opens up. Well, I remember in 1989, you did set this
and
about
I never forgot. Gave you for that. Oh, boy.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to dump this eggnog on your head, but first I'm going to drink a bunch of it and get drunk first.
As a kid, I saw a number of Christmas trees go flying out the front door. So, yeah.
At least it went out the front door, not a window.
No, but
they were kind enough not to break things.
That's true.
You know?
It's very true. Well, let's see. I think you're going to have a wonderful time.
Wunderbar.
Yes.
Oh, good.
And, you know, they say simplicity is the secret to happiness. And I think you're going to see this as one of the best Christmases ever because it will be kept simple. I like that.
Good.
And yes. And, boy, you've got cards that are kind of lit up like Christmas lights.
Kiss.
Hmm?
Kiss.
What kiss?
Well,
oh,
if they keep it simple, stupid. Yeah.
Yeah, the kiss theory. Military loves
so
that
what
they do. They love their acronyms. They live for acronyms.
Yes, go ahead.
No, what does it mean that I have cards that are lit up like Christmas trees?
Well, I was going to say,
there you go.
I think your New Year is going to be really great.
2023.
Stepping into this year is going to be such a breath of like fresh air for you. Now, tell me, you're going to visit your children?
No, just my parents and my siblings.
Oh, okay. Do you have any kids?
No.
Okay. Well, I kind of envy you a little bit of that.
It's a bittersweet.
Not a lot of drama. Yeah.
That's right.
Coin, all the metaphors you can use. Yep.
Well, there's a couple here that you're going to see. And they're together, a man and a woman, and the woman is filled with deep grief over something that she isn't going to be talking about. And I thought maybe I'd mention it to you. You could kind of be aware. If a female around that just seems like she's out of sorts.
When you say grief, obviously it doesn't have to mean death, right?
No, it's not.
It's over something that occurred in the past,
event. I'm wondering if it's her health or her marriage. The relationship
is. Okay.
So just, yeah.
There are many forms of grief.
Yeah, being aware of that can really be beneficial.
Okay.
If you're, say, a sister.
And it's good to know that because sometimes somebody can come up to you and catch you off guard.
Say something that
really... Say, like, well, I'm really, you know, and you're like, whoa, I didn't even... You don't even know what to say because you're caught off guard.
She's really focused on this, too. The Eight of Spades is a card of tears, and it's sad, not cleansing type tears, So she's in pain over something emotionally.
And
he seems oblivious to it all. So
who's he?
The man with her. There's a man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Some kind of partner.
So somebody says, you know, one of the women says, could I talk to you for a minute? That could be a real indication who it is.
And it probably means sometimes you get worried when somebody says that because you think it's about you.
Right.
And
but
I talk to you for a minute, you're like, oh, God, what did I do?
Yeah, what did I do?
Yeah. Like, oh, crap, I'm at this Christmas and this holiday event. There's different levels of emotions here. What did I do?
Now, for you, I just want, there's a little bit of caution. There's a cautionary note here to be very careful around these gatherings. Are you in the Chicago area or in Illinois, somewhere
She's
around?
In the Chicago area.
Are you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Be careful. There's going to be some ice. I just see it so clearly.
Do you mean like ice baby?
You know, like ice, I'm going to take a ball and break my ankle ice. That kind of ice.
Not vanilla ice.
Who? Not vanilla ice, no. No.
I'm glad some people get it.
But just be careful because see, this is using choice and change.
My jokes suck. I know.
By you knowing, you'll be aware to take, you know, very careful steps.
You might take that extra second to think about something when people tell you that. And it actually has worked for a lot of people. You told them.
Oh, yeah, they have.
And hasn't some people have not worked and they've gotten had accidents?
Well, I saw the woman once. Her husband is in the Navy on the air side, you know, with the plane.
Yeah, he wasn't on an aircraft car, but he was on a naval air station, right?
Do you remember that?
Working the flight crew.
Yeah.
He told me about it, yeah.
I was giving her the reading, and I said,
that's a long time
your husband here is going to take a fall. He's carrying something big. He can't see where he's walking. And I said, he's going to miss the last step, and it's out by the tarmac. And she told him, and he laughed his butt off.
I didn't know she told him.
She told him.
Shame on him.
Wow.
Miss Deborah says you better be careful. Wasn't 2 weeks later, that man was laid up with a broken leg because he fell off that
dog.
Yeah. So you know about it. You're going to be able to change it.
Sure.
Keep
it in the back of your head.
Yeah.
You don't have to, like, focus on it and just not think about nothing else but that, but just file it away.
Right. And those of us that come from the Midwest, we pretty much know how to, you know, manipulate ourselves around ice and snow.
Yeah, there's two ways to walk. You shuffle your feet.
Yeah.
Or you walk like a Clydesdale. You don't push off ever. You can't push off on ice. So you shuffle or you walk like a horse. Boom, boom,
I never
boom,
knew that.
And never push off. You push off, you're going down.
Yeah, and boy, leave those spike heels at home or in the car.
Oh, that's the end.
You
shall die wearing
those. I was stupid and would wear those, you know. And,
I'll wear boots.
Pay the price for
the boots.
So I hope you have a really great. Oh yeah, we gotta do this first.
Well, of course we do. The subject is, you are talented and effing amazing. The world needs your power. Use your voice. Don't use it just for stupid stuff.
Oh. Yeah, I think that's good words. That you can use your voice to guide others.
Well, and we talked, and she has, you can tell she obviously has a lot of knowledge and life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't maybe not share it with the world, but you can share it with your relatives.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially the younger ones, even though they don't want to hear it.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Well, take care. Have a wonderful holiday.
Happy holidays.
Yes. And when you get a chance, call us again.
Sure. You can do so before the holidays. It's up to you. Yeah. We shall be here.
You got
no problem. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, see, it's so nice to have these. I mean, I feel like they're not just friends. You guys are sort of like family, you know? What do we got now?
Friends, Roman countrymen, listen to your ear. We are going to area code 229 down in the Peach State of Georgia.
Georgia. Oh, yes.
Georgia.
Hello. Who's on the phone with us? Hello. Hello.
Melvin. Yes. Welcome, Melvin.
Yes.
Recognize Melvin's voice. Hey, it's been a little while. How you doing, my friend?
Pretty good, I guess. Yes, sir.
Well, great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask, was today they changed my caregiver that comes over to do my cleaning and stuff. And this lady came Tuesday, and she's supposed to come on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but she didn't come today. And so could you all tell me why did she didn't show up, and will the same one come back? Because she really did a good job.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't get notified.
So when she came on Tuesday, you were pretty satisfied with everything, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. I sent the company an email saying that she did a great job.
But
why didn't she show up today?
Yeah, why she did not show up today is, you know what, they should at least
let you know.
Have the courtesy to let you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm guessing, obviously, she didn't let the company know. Did you contact the company at all, let them know that nobody showed up?
Yes, sir. I called them today. And they told me that they was
that.
Go ahead.
No, tell. I want to hear what the rest was.
What did they say?
I'm here. Well, they said that they didn't know that I had changed caregivers, but they told me I need to speak to this my social worker, Ms. Jackson, tomorrow. And then I said, well, you guys sent a new lady here because the other one was trying to rob me. And so I didn't want her. So I was pleased with this one here. But my real main concern is why this lady didn't I called her and she hung up on me. So why did she didn't, like, return, though? What went wrong? I mean, that's
basically
what. And would she come back?
And she never called you back? She just
hung up, yeah.
She's mad about something. Something that either she saw or she heard. And I think she's very touchy with jokes or with, you know.
Is it with him or with the people that sent her there?
I think it's with him, but you don't really own it. It's this woman has got a lot of problems. In
between her ears?
Yeah, well, and emotionally, yeah.
Well, that'd be between her ears.
So I bet there'll be somebody else. It's, you know, some people are so doggone sensitive that they can find an insult from just about anything.
Oh, God,
You know what I mean?
Well, she didn't call the company and tell them I said something wrong to her. Did that? Is I in trouble?
No, I don't see that, but I don't know that she wants to come back. And you know what? You might be a whole lot better off with somebody else. This lady's got some problems. I think they're like
She is a young lady, little girl. She's only 19.
Well,
she's probably got a whole life.
At
19 years
staying with her mom.
We all remember 19 years old. We got like 1,000 things other that we're more concerned about.
I wouldn't be surprised if she decided to just quit and not tell
them. Yeah, you know, your average 19-year-old is not dedicated to their profession.
Not at
average.
All.
Don't people freak out on me that are.
Yeah.
The average 19-year-old is not dedicated to their profession.
No.
Yep.
So,
you see me having one next week?
I definitely think that you will, and it will be more compatible for you.
Yeah,
Somebody
that, you know, I mean, like you said, he liked the job she did, but she's not consistent.
No,
she's 19.
She's not. I mean, that's too childish.
Yep, it is. Yeah, very childish.
My apartment is very clean, and it's not, you know, I mean, she can go through it in about an hour and a half. And I told her I let her leave early, but, you know, I just sign off. The VA take care of everything for me.
Sure.
I don't know. I was thinking that a mother or a boyfriend or girlfriend, I don't know. I think she have a girlfriend, to be honest with you. I think that they told her not to come back.
Well, that could be. It's a whole new world now, isn't it?
Well, like he said, she's too young. She's 19.
You've got to talk to a supervisor or something tomorrow.
He let them know.
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow I do, yes.
Well, so tell them to send you somebody more mature, you know, that is consistent and that kind of thing. She's very unreliable. This girl is unstable. Best you not have her back.
Loach is very, very, very common for anybody that's
like
19.
Like you said,
Very common for 19.
She's a troublemaker.
And you know, when you're 19, and I don't want to say that because I hate to be stereotypical and categorized, but your average 19-year-old is very self-centered.
I worked for a bunch of nuns.
Very self-centered.
When I was 19, but I would stay out partying and go to work after the party. And, you know, work for a bunch of nuns and you're hungover.
Yeah. I mean, when I was 19, I was in the military, so I could only be so self-centered. But I still was in my own way.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, because she told me, she said, I like working here. I said, are you comfortable? She said, yes, I'm comfortable. And she said that she had another job offer to go and work at a group home on Sundays. But she said, if I want to, I can. She'll come work for me on Sunday. So she throwed all these good things out here to me, and I'm thinking everything's going to work out.
Well,
and all of a sudden today.
Yeah, from Tuesday to Thursday, something went crazy.
Yeah, imagine that for a 19-year-old. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, you know what? Hey, you did the right thing. You let people know.
Yeah.
And then Deb saw good things coming.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah!
And we're going to give you a rebel card reading, Melvin.
Okay.
God, person, that idea is waiting. Get after that. The world has your back.
I'm wondering if it's him getting back into coaching.
Yes.
If you're coaching or going after getting a new person.
It's going to be
either way, it's, it could be both.
It's
good. Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
So what's
coaching and what else?
Well, it's coaching or when you're getting a new caregiver. It could be either one of those. What's going on in the coaching world in your life going forward? Anything new?
Right now the season is over with, but I do believe they are looking for the same more coaches. And I want to coach where I graduated at. I want to go back there next year. So if I go, I'll have it'll be like in July during the summer of next year.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, summertime.
And then I know, I believe you all told me that, you know, I probably be getting a kidney transplant pretty soon.
Yeah.
Real soon.
Washington, all aligned perfectly.
Yeah, you know, when you get that kidney transplant, then all the other everything else could fall into place.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Yes, it will. Yeah.
Well, great. Hey, Melvin.
And also, I know you all got to go. But will you all please save my number? Because I would like for you all to call me. I'd like to get a real reading from you all. I mean, I know you're giving me a reading right now, but I don't know how to contact it. So if you just call me, and I got PayPal.
That's fine, hon. I will get in touch with you. I have an email from you from some time ago.
Okay, good, because I
can get back in touch with you.
And I will say, I will discuss with everybody. I will not save any numbers.
Oh, he never does.
I can't do that because the people that call in, it's not the right thing to do is to save any phone numbers. So I won't do that.
Yeah.
All I know is we don't even write down the area codes. We just try to remember them.
That's right.
So,
right.
The email thing is the best way to go. Because I don't want people to call in and be worried that I'm like logging in all the phone numbers.
And we wouldn't do that.
That's all.
I know. Yes, sir.
Well, even though I wouldn't do it for bad reasons, people get scared nowadays.
Melvin, always pleasure to hear from you.
Yeah.
And I will get in touch, but if I don't before Christmas, please have a nice holiday.
Yeah, and I hope everything works out because, like you said, pretty soon, coming summer, when all those high school kids are getting ready for
football.
Start doing two-a-days and all that other stuff. You know, especially in Georgia, it gets pretty blistering hot. That's rough.
Yeah.
So,
I'm just waiting on a good lady to come in my life, though.
Oh, yes.
They come and they go. We'll see what's next, though. Yeah, that's another phone call, Melvin.
Yes, it is, Melvin.
Okay.
Here.
Well, thank you for holding and waiting.
Yep.
All right. Thank you all.
Good luck to you all and everybody else that has called in. We extended the show as far as we can go.
Yeah, my dear, I'm going to have to leave you. I have a meeting I have to attend in 10 minutes.
And tell them about Friday.
Friday. This is Friday for us because we can't be here tomorrow. I will be picking up my son, as many of you have heard, at the airport, who I've not seen while he's been working We're a Navy contractor in California. So, and I'll have to get busy making that tater tot casserole.
Which is the greatest.
Oh, it is great.
I mean, the only thing would be easier, like somebody saying, I want a ramen noodle dish. I mean,
yeah.
Tater tot casserole is like four things and you throw it together.
Yeah,
right?
It's real comfort food. That's
probably
going to
have to make two trays.
Oh, that's what he insisted on.
What up, dog?
All right. Take care, everybody. Oh, here we go. I'm ready.
Saturday, word up, dog.
Take care. Bye-bye, everybody.